Welcome and thank you for joining us for the service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the January 15th, 2023 service at Plymouth, Baptism of the Lord Sunday. The sermon will be delivered by our pastor, the Reverend Paulette Mixon Weller. Our call to worship from Psalm 29. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The voice of the Lord is powerful and full of majesty. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. May the strength of the Lord's people be given. May the Lord bless the people with peace. Let us worship the Lord. First scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. The first scripture reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Listen now for what the Spirit is telling us. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my Spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and have kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Now we come to the gospel reading, which is in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." And now moving to verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." The word of the Lord. Please pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So this week, I decided with the new year and everything to start fresh and go through the pantry. So I took out all of the food, and I realized it had been quite a while since I'd done this. I found things that expired in 2020 and threw them away. It was kind of exciting to find out what was in there. And so I grouped like things together. And then my mother-in-law had given me a gift certificate to Amazon, and I ordered clear containers. And then I ordered labels. So I decided to label everything, which is new for our family. It's a very exciting change, but quite daunting. Everyone has to think before they put something away or they will get my wrath. I will admit it. But so how to label things has been interesting, like baking supplies. That's a lot of letters. So I just put bake, cook. You know, you get the idea of what's in there and what's in the container. Well, throughout life, we are given labels. Sometimes we like those labels, sometimes we don't like those labels. One label that I got from my history is after 5 years of ballet, my ballet teacher took me aside and said, "Paulette, it's not working out. You are not graceful. And you will never be graceful." Oh, thank you. It was this very Southern woman in Mississippi, you know, who had it all together. So I took that as a label, ungraceful. You know, and I think we all take labels and we think, wow, those labels have a lot of power over us. So today we get to think about the labels that we carry. And the labels, sometimes we try to remove the old label and put a new label on, and we try to earn it. You know, we want to be smart or make straight A's, all which are worthy goals as long as we know the true value that we have and the true worth. Sometimes the power of labels can make us feel unworthy, paralyzed, or limited. But in our gospel lesson today, we watch as Jesus is baptized. His baptism is in all four gospels, which you know is a really big deal when something makes it to all four. Very important. Baptism was a sign of a commitment to one's restoration of relationship with God. So Jesus didn't need a sign of a restoration for himself, but he took it on for us. Jesus had a great relationship with God. but he came for the restoration of all of us. He wanted to restore humans to right relationship with God. As Jesus came up from the water, the heavens opened, and God's Spirit descended like a dove and landed on him. A voice from the heavens said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Well, Jennifer Pietz, a professor at Luther Seminary, pointed out this week that God declares his unconditional love for Jesus before Jesus had a chance to prove anything, before Jesus was tempted by Satan in the wilderness, before he began healing people, before he fulfilled his messianic mission. Being God's beloved Son fundamentally defines and defined Jesus. Jesus does not do God's work in order to earn God's love. Instead, God's love motivates and sustains Jesus' ministry of love to those who are hurting and those who will hurt him, culminating in his death on the cross. Jesus did not do anything to earn the label of God's beloved. As Christians and as children of God, we are invited to call God Abba, Father, Daddy. We are claimed and loved. We are beloved. You are beloved. So imagine yourself in the pantry with the label beloved. We can replace and override all other labels with the label that comes from above. You are my child, beloved, with whom I am well pleased. It is this identity that fuels and sustains us in life, in loving others, in all we do and say, and in our lives and ministry together as the church. We are beloved. We can be at peace, knowing and resting in God's great love for us. We can be brave and love others out of the depth of God's rich fountain of love. So an old song by the Gaithers, anybody remember the Gaithers? They sang, "I am loved, I can risk loving you, because the one who knows me best loves me most." You are loved. Beloved, let that be the label that we live into. Beloved, may that label nourish our self-worth and calling to reach out to others in love. Amen. Heaven, hallowed be this name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.